Okay, we're picking up two lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by Ulu Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov. So the Mishnah tells us that Isha She'amra Yiskabel Ligiti. If a woman tells a Shaliach, accept my get for me, and he claims to accept, to have done what she said, Tzricha Shtiki Te Edim. She needs two sets of witnesses to prove that she is in fact divorced. Shnayim Omrim Faneinu Amra. So the two witnesses first have to say in our presence, she said to the Shaliach to be the Shaliach LeKabbalah, to accept the get. Ushnayim Sha'omrim Befaneinu Kibel Vikara. And the other two witnesses who have to say that in our presence, the Shaliach accepted the get and he tore it up. Or the Gemara is going to mention, because it's a Shas Shmad, that they had to tear it up. Why do you have to tear the get? Okay? Afilo Inari Shonim Vehina Achronim. But the Mishnah points out, though, even if the same two people are the first set of witnesses and the second set of witnesses, that's fine. Because the same two sets of witnesses are able to testify that she appointed the shliach to accept the get, and also the ones to assume that the person had in fact accepted it. Turning on Susamach Dalet Amad Alf now. Echad min Rishonim Echad Mechronim. Or you could combine one witnesses from the first set, the ones who saw the wife appoint the shliach to accept the get, and the one from the last set, meaning the ones who observed the shliach accept the get from the woman. And same thing vice versa. Echad mitzaref imayin, and one of the witnesses joining, which each of them to then that would be acceptable edus. So now the Gemara discusses a case about a get with a shlish, with a third party. So itmar baal omer lepikadon. So if a husband says that he gave a get to a third party only as a pikadon to safeguard it, but not that in fact that he wanted to give it over, shlish omer legerish. No, that the guy says that the husband appointed him a shliach for the purpose of divorcing his wife with that shlichus, and so he's telling the husband that your wife appointed me to act as a shliach for Kabbalah, and when you gave me the get, it was the understanding that it would take effect as soon as I received it, and she was a shliach. Sorry, he's claiming that he's a shliach for Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, so min eman, who is believed in this case? Machlokas Rishonim exactly about the details, meaning whether or not you have to bring edim who support his, does the shlish have to bring edus to what he's saying? But either way, the Ran seems to say not that way, that you don't even need, and that's a many Merdaik with Shitas Rashi, that you don't even need Edom for that. So again, so Shlisha Mar Legerishin, Mineman, Ravu Namar, Baal Neman, that the husband's in fact believed. Rav Chista Mar Shlish Neman, he says that the person who got the get, he is believed in this case. So Gemara says, Rav Huna Amar Baal Neman Di Misa De LeGerushin Avina Ne'ele, because if it was true that the husband gave the get to the third party for the purpose of actually divorcing her, so then, so then he would have given the get directly to his wife and not to a third party. The very fact that he gave it to a third party to watch over indicates that it was not given as a get at this point. It wanted to be done only as a pikadon. So that's the svara of Rav Huna. Rav Chista disagrees. Amar Shlish Neman, he says the third party is believed. Da Hemine, because the husband trusted him when he gave him the get. And when the husband gives the get to the third party, he gives his, obviously, he's putting himself in a situation where the third person can easily just falsely claim that the get was given to the wife, a get, and then just make up a story. The fact that he trusts him clearly shows that it was for the purpose of believing him, and therefore that this person claiming he's a shlish must have been someone who's neman to the husband, and he's actually believed in this case as well. So where says Macy, Rabbi Abba, as a Kashin Rav Huna, from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, so does Baldin Kamea Edim Dami. You might be familiar with this line of the Gemara. It's a pretty famous line that if I'm admitting something, I owe you $1 million, so I could have Edim. If I said I lent you $1 million last week in China, and there's people say, I saw you in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim a week ago, what are you talking about? So does Bal Edim Kamea Dami, even against Edim, that I am still believed to have to pay you $1 million. That's the Hodas Baldin. So here, that's the case. It's like 100. And it says your own admission to any financial claim that you are in the wrong, meaning you're going to owe someone money. We always believe you. Ushlish neman mishneim. But a third party is even has actually stronger edus than that of the people involved. Okay, said, how is that going to be the case? Zomer kach v'zomer kach. So one person claims that you owe me $1,000. One claims the opposite, and the third person says his version. Shlish neman. The third person is in fact believed. So someone gave something to a third party, and the person claims that he gave it only as a pikadon. But the person is claiming that he told the third party to acquire it on his behalf. The Bryce is teaching us that the third party tells us why he was given the money. We accept his word. That's what we say over here. So this lechora is against Rav Huna that understands when the third party is holding a get. He is not believed here. We clearly do believe the shlish. He has the highest level of nemonus. So the Gemara says no. Shani mamun, that when it comes to money, that case is different. The isyai of lemechila. So money can be something which I am can be mochel on. So the husband is not empowered to lend any significance to a third party's word about the get, meaning the person is allowed to say that his monetary claim by just being mochalit, whereas the husband cannot affect the divorce unless he actually gives a valid get. And that makes the difference between the two cases, between the case of a get and the case of mamon. So the Gemara says, "Vatanya," but the Braisa told me, "V'chein legitin," that it's the same halacha by getin, not like we're trying to be matarits right now for Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, "Gitay mamon." What does it mean, getin? We said, you know, most of the time when you lashon of get, that's why we're familiar for an actual bill of divorce. But as we pointed out, Tosos in the very beginning of the Masechta, one of the very first things in the intro to the Masechta that we mentioned is that get doesn't always refer, it could mean any shtar, any document is called a get. So there's like get shichrur, right? There's get isha, there's just gitay mamon, those are all, they're not usually referred to as that, but when the braisa says v'chein legitin, it meant only gitay mamon, generally not the way that it's mentioned throughout the Masechta, but sometimes it is mentioned like that, and the get here over means just a case of a shtar that is a monetary document. So now the Gemara continues with another kasha. Vatan and the Braisa teaches v'chein l'shtaros, but the Braisa says it can't be that v'chein l'gitin is the same because it says v'chein l'gitin v'chein l'shtaros. So it wouldn't just repeating the same thing that I just mentioned. If it says v'chein l'gitin and you understand as gitin nashim, then v'chein l'shtaros would be also for other halachas referring to mamon. But if you assume that it already meant mamon, so then it's just repeating itself in the same exact way twice. So the Gemara says, Midi gabe hadadi tanya, but these two braises were not taught by the same person, the same author at the same time. And therefore, one of them said lashon of v'chein l'shtaros, and a different braisa, which was interpreting that that point, also said v'chein l'gitin. But they both meant l'gitin mamon for documents of financial documents. That's what we're mentioning over here. Since the braisa is not together, not repetitive, because both of them were commenting on the same earlier masorah of the braisa, that it was referring to a case of when it comes to the believing the shlish or not believing the shlish. So the Gemara now says, and we learn in our Mishnah, though, if a woman says to a shliach to accept the get from me, she needs two sets of witnesses. One says that one have to say that in our presence that she said to make it, she appointed him a shliach to Kabbalah. The other one said that he actually received the get. But why does she have to produce two sets of witnesses? Why? Why don't we just believe the third party that once he was established that he was the shlish? So then why don't we just assume that he is believed to assume that he got the get? So the Gemara is really asking two questions. Why don't we just believe the third guy that he actually is the shaliach? And secondly, why don't we believe that he accepted it? Really, both ends of it, the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara says, Ma kanafi kita mitosa yadid de lahemne, but does the get come from the shlish's hand untorn that we have the right to believe him? No. He has a torn get, and therefore we don't know the contents of the get to be able to assume that we should, in fact, be believing him. So the Gemara says, fine, tenach amra, but that would explain the case that we're discussing, the case where she told him, the shlish, to accept the get for her. Kabel lamali, but why is it necessary for her to have witnesses that the third person received the get? The get, granted it's torn, but who cares? Still, if it itself is proving that he received it, so that we don't need this raya. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Hamani, who is the author of this Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar here, as we had this machlokas over and over, Ede Chasime Karsi, Ede Masira Karsi. He says, Ede Masira Karsi. He says that the ones who creates the chalos of the get, the ones who see the delivery of the get being given over to the woman. So therefore, over here, the witnesses are not only for the purposes of the to make it a shtar raya, but actually to the kinin itself to make the get be chal. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar's understanding says that since that we hold the Eidim Asirei Karsi, so then over here, that the reason that you have this case is that the wife has to prove that the witnesses had seen it in order to prove that she could get divorced. So the Gemara says, Kar Lamele, but why is it necessary for the Shliach to tear it? So the Gemara points out, as we just said in the introduction to the Mishnah already, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, B'Shasak Zera Shanu, that this idea was mentioned in the time of Shasak Zera, that the get must be torn up and removed, because we're talking about Shasak Zera, and therefore you want to remove any evidence of the divorce to avoid the persecution. Many of the time of Shasak Zera was time of the Romans, we're in the Yonah Dioma of the 9 days now starting, that this was a terrible Shasak Shema. We don't even, it was like a Holocaust basically. It was a Holocaust in Eretz Yisrael, was the time of the Chorban Bayis Sheni. That between the actual Chorban Bayis and then Beitar, some, whatever it was, 50 years or 60 years later, those two events led to a tremendous amount of death, maybe a similar ratio of it, meaning I think one-third of all world Jewry had been killed in the Holocaust. I believe a similar amount, we assume a similar amount actually were killed during the Chorban Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni rather, and the subsequent also with Beitar. Anyway, it was a tremendous. So there was they outlawed all of Yiddishkeit. There was nothing allowed. They would kill you. They saw, and also there was a time where we saw this Rikoka, and they could just kill you on the streets. So it was nothing stopping them from killing Jews. So this was obviously a pretty rough time. So they have to be korea the get. Okay, Amar Rabba, Moder Rav Huna agrees de'i amra e, that if the wife says lididi amra lishlish, that the third party told me the legirshin yavin ale, that the husband had gave the get for the purposes of divorce, mehemna, she is in fact believed. So the Gemara says miika midi de shlish gufe lo mehemnan. But is there any case where the shlish himself would not have been believed ve'i mehemna, and yet the wife herself is in fact believed? Why should that be? Meaning that lechora, that we shouldn't assume that way, because Rav Huna was talking about a case where the husband gave the wife to third parties to hold for him, while the third party said it was given to him for a divorce, and he was a shliach lekabbalah. Rav Huna told us that the husband is believed, not the shlich, and the woman is not divorced. How then can we believe the statement when the wife is saying it? When the wife is saying it, that when we don't believe the shlich either, why would the wife be believed? So the Gemara says, "Ela I amra kamai didid legirshin yavin ale." So rather, we have to understand that when the husband says, "My husband," if the woman says that the wife, my husband gave me the get to the shlish in my presence for the purpose of divorce, mehemna, then she would be believed. Why? Because she could have made it through migo. Migo means that you could have said a better taina. You could have said something that is a better taina for you. What was her better taina? She could have claimed that the husband gave her the get directly to her for the purposes of divorce, and that would be acceptable. That's acceptable because we don't say Ein Adam Meis Panav Efnei Baila. So therefore, this is a migo that she had a better claim. The fact that she's claiming she gave it to the shlish is in fact a claim which we will believe. That's a migo that we are assuming that we believe it, and therefore we assume that that's why it's believed over here. So the Gemara says, Baal Amar Legirushin, if the husband claimed to get the get for the purpose of divorce, to deliver the get as a shliach leholacha, v'shlish omer legerushin, he says he was a shliach lekabbalah for the woman, v'hi omeres nasan li'ivava, the wife says that the shlish gave it to me and I lost the get. Amar b'yochanan havi davar shebe'erva, this is a shiloh, because we're not sure what to do. And when you have a shiloh davar shebe'erva, you need two witnesses to establish the metzius, and therefore, since we don't have two witnesses, then we cannot assume that she is divorced. Why? Why don't we believe the third party's claim? The husband gave it the get that he should be the shlich lekabbalah, and therefore that would be a migo, and therefore he should be believed. So the Gemara says, Mika nafe gita mitosi yad lerena, but the get coming from his hand, untorn, that we should believe him. It's not. The get is torn, and therefore we do not have the right to believe such a claim, because he has no migo if he is not holding on to the get in its status. Lehemne lebal, damar apchia bar avin, amar biyochan and bal, shamar girashti yas ishti ne'man. So why don't we believe the husband? Because the husband's claim I divorced my wife, he is believed. So we assume that a husband may divorce his wife at any time, so therefore he has no reason to ever falsely claim that he divorced her, and we should be believing him. So the Gemara is asking, why don't we also believe him here, where he claimed to have given the get to a shliach leholacha? Why not? So the Gemara says, Mik Amar Gireshti, but the husband's not claiming that I divorced her, he's claiming that he gave the get a shliach leholacha. And since he never sang Girashti, that is not the same thing as being believed to make a shliach lehalacha. So Mar says, "Veleima chazaka shliach osa shlichuso." But why don't we? So then we're assuming we do believe the fact that he's a shliach lehalacha. So really, we do believe that he appointed a shliach to send over the get to his wife. Fine. So now he sent over the get to his wife. He had a shliach. So then, why don't we make a chazaka that a shliach osa shlichuso? There's a chazaka that we can rely on the person who I'm appointing to carry out what I appointed. Damar v'yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak flushes this case out. So a man says, go find the nicest woman that you see in the shuk and marry without specifying who it is. And the guy died before he could tell him who he in fact had gotten heirs into. So he's not allowed to marry anybody. Why? Because we're afraid that that we do accept the fact that he had in fact agreed to marry somebody through Kiddushin, and we don't know who it is. So therefore, anybody who he could be marrying on the street could be the sister or the mother of the person that he's already married to. A man is allowed to marry Midaraisa more than one wife. But even so, it's still not going to be good over here, because because we don't know who he's married to, and if he's marrying somebody else, it could be that same person is the sister or the mother of the person that the shliach had already gotten married to, and therefore we don't allow him to get married. So we by the concept of chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. So turning on to the next Talmud, so the Gemara points out hanei mila lechurma, that halacha of chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, that would apply in the case of Rabbi Yitzchak, where now he's going to be usher to the whole world. Aval lekula lo, but when it comes to making a kula like we want to over here, that we want to say that we should believe the person and therefore the status should be that she should be divorced, we're not going to go that far and say chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. So why don't we believe the wife's claim that she received a get based on Rav Himnuna's claim? If a person says to a woman, says to her husband that she has in fact been divorced, and she is believed, why? She would never be so disrespectful and like spin the face of her husband to lie about it. Similar thing. If you lend me money, I would never deny the whole claim. It's like, I needed money, you give me money, now I'm going to throw in your face and spin your face and say I deny the claim. There's a chazaka, similar thing over here. There's a chazaka, the woman's not going to just deny it in the presence of her husband that he divorced her. So the Gemara points out, that's where there is no other witnesses or somebody to support her claim. Where she has someone supporting her claim, we don't have this chazaka because we assume that she is going to be relying on the other people, and therefore we are assuming that she would in fact lie in such a circumstance. So that's what comes out of here, that we don't have the right to believe her based on Rav Himnuna. Just to point out, the chazaka of shliach osa shlichuso is a fascinating topic. Just one nakuda that I'll mention is that there is a little bit of a shayla, how much should we rely on it? So that's why actually the minhag developed that one of the reasons that we give money to the rabbi before, not just endorsing the idea of the rabbi and should get money before Pesach, which obviously is a mitzvah to support the rav and the Talmud Chacham, but another idea why we give money to the rav who's selling the chametz, because he's a shliach now to be able, he's we're appointing him as the shliach to sell our chametz. So there's a point of chazaka that shliach osa shlichuso, but sometimes point out that it's not always we see over here, it's not ironclad, but if you give him money, If you make him like a poel that he's working for you, that you're giving him money to do the job, then we do assume even stronger level that he's going to carry out what he actually is being asked of him. So therefore, we mechazik the inyan. That's what when I explained that, I heard Rav Willick say like this. It's mekubal to say like this also. That's the thing. Rav Shechter, they both say like this, that's the minhag developed to give money to the rav who's selling the chametz, because you want to strengthen the idea of chazaka she'ada shliach osa shlichuso. Okay, now just to give a point of here before we do the next Mishnah, there's three stages when it comes to a woman. We mentioned this a few times throughout Ksubas, Kiddusha we'll get up to, but Gittin. So there's three stages for a girl. There's a Ketana, that she's a Pchusa from 12 years old, and then from the age of 12 to 12 and a half, she is a Naira. She becomes Bas Mitzvah, but she's a Naira, and for certain halachas, Midoresa, her father is still in control of her, even though she's a Gadol. Like when a Bar Mitzvah boy turns 13, that's it. Right? He is now, except for the halachas of when it comes to Ben Sora Mora, fine, but in terms of being in the father's Ashus, he's not. When it comes to a woman, though, there's still, when for the 12 or 12 and a half, there's still the Naira stage. In that Naira stage, the father can still be made for the Nadarim, even if she does Irisin to her husband. That's what we just read in the previous parshas, that the husband and the Baal are made for her Nadarim. So similarly, also, he can marry off her daughter when it's a Ketana, and when she becomes a Naira, he can also accept her get. So there's a Mishnah right now in our Mishnah, if also she's allowed to, but for sure the father is allowed to accept the get from the husband in a case where she's a Naira. Then when she becomes a Bagara, she's fully in her own Rishus. So now that with that in mind, let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nara Murasa. So now we're talking about a Nara who's Murasa, because if she is a Nara who is Nesua, then she fully leaves the Rishus also. If she's already 12 and, let's say, 12 and 1 month, and but she does Nesuin, she already comes into the house of the husband, and they do Nesuin, so then she fully leaves the Rishus of her father for all purposes, for Nadarim, for Gittin, for everything, she's on her own. So that would not be the case. So it's Nara Murasa Dafka if she only does the first set of the marriage, which is the Erisin, as we mentioned, Ariat Mekudeshali, giving her a ring, or through Kesef, Shtar Abiyah. The three ways you can marry on a level of Doresa through Erisin. So who Hiva via Mikablan Eskita? So the lacha is that either her or her father can accept her get. So which Rabbi Yehuda disagrees? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. That's not true. Throughout the lachas of get, there's only one person, and one person only can accept her get. When it's a katana, it's pashut, it's only her father. When it's a gadol, it's pashut, it's only her. But what about this stage? So it must be also ela avia mekabel skita bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda understands that only her father has the ability to accept her get in the naira stage. And a girl who's so young that she can't even take care of her get, let's say she's like 5 years old, she doesn't even know what that is, and the yacholis gara, she cannot be divorced. The Gemara is going to explain what this is referred to, but that's what the Mishnah tells us. So says the Gemara now. What exactly is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbanan Savre, the Rabbanan who mentioned in the Mishnah, they hold Yada Yaseiras Zachei Rachmana, that we understand that the generally there is a concept that only only when it comes to the woman herself she gets divorced, but by a case of a naira, it's either her or her father. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that, but Makom Avia Yada Dilelav Klumu, that her, when her father is recognized as the person who accepts her get, then her hand, meaning to be able to receive the get, is meaningless on a level of Daraisa, and therefore there is no Einstei Adav to be able to divorce her. We only assume that the ability is for her father and not for anybody else. So the Gemara says, Mars Gita, and any girl who's unable to take care of her get cannot be divorced. Tani Rabbanu, we learn in a Braisa, Ketania Das Lish Mars Gita Miskareshes, that a person who's a Ketana, who knows how to take care of her get, can be divorced. Vishina Yodas Lish Mars Gita, a Ketana who does not know how to take care of her get, in a Miskareshes, cannot be divorced. The Ezo Ketana Yodas Lish Mars Gita, and who is a Ketana who knows how to take care of her get, Kol Shemeshamers Gita Vadavar Acher. Any minor who can take care of her get and something else. Gemara asks, Mike, what is the Braisa telling us? Amar Biyochanan, this is how we interpret the Braisa. Hachi Gamar, Kol Shemeshamers Davar Acher Mach Maskita. Any person takes, she loses her get and she thinks, oh, that random piece of paper that I have, that must be my get, and she's watching that instead. So the Gemara says, that can't be what the Braisa is talking about. Maskif, Larabuna, Bar Manoach, Rumanach says, that can't be what the Braisa is talking about. Hashota Belmahi, she is definitely lacking das because she doesn't even know the difference between a get and a regular piece of paper. That's obviously something that is something else that is, if you assume, it's not even like, it has no rebel, it doesn't look like it at all. They're a different piece of paper. Look at a get now, people would notice that there's a difference between a get and a regular piece of paper. That's a Shaita. Ella Amar Rav Huda Bar Manoach Mishmid Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika Kol Shemavchenes Ben Gita LaDavar Acher. Any child who can differentiate between her get and any object can be divorced. That's the halacha of when it comes to the difference for being able to divorce her. So now there is another point that we should mention is that the way that I transfer ownership of one thing to another is through a kinyan. Now, midah reisa, a kinyan can only be performed by somebody who's a bar das because it's also expressing the fact that I want to bring this into my rishus, and a katan doesn't have that ability. So the Gemara now points out that there actually is different stages for katanus in this. Amar of Yudah Amar of Asi, Tzror of Ezorko Egoz Unat Levefai. For if you give him a stone, but he takes a nut, so he at least knows the difference between the two of them. So he keeps the nut because he knows he can eat it at a later point. Zochel Atzum and Zochel Echerim. So the lacha is that he has the legal capacity to be able to acquire an object for himself, but not to acquire it for others. This is a big shadow in the Rishonim, if that is Midoraisa or not. Maybe if it's when it's Mezakel Aydeh Acher, that's a big shayla in the Girsa in Bava Metzia. Tosos in when it comes to Gir Katan Sigas, famous Tosos bring that up over there. That's a big shayla about Zechia when it comes to how does Zechia work for a Katan level Dereisa. So how are they ever able to get something for themselves? That might be that the Gemara over there, depending on your Girsa, the Gemara Bava Metzia, you might hold this Dereisa or not. So anyway, Chafetz Machzira Lacher Shah. However, if it's an object that returns it to the owner, there's even a stronger level of Das. You could watch something over, you could trust the miner to watch something. So then this katana is able to get it on her own behalf and also on behalf of others as well. It's the same thing by a boy and a girl. It's the same malacha. So that would be, again, a very big shayla. According to Rashi, this is only a din derabanan or a tosos, so that depending how it works, it might be a din deraisa as well. So when, now Rav Yehuda points out that when he said this halacha in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, Shmuel told me, da v'da achasi, that these have the same halachas. That they are the same halachas that it's only a din midirabanan. That's how you explain it. According to Rashi, according to others, you would say differently, but that's how Rashi would say it. So the Gemara asks, "My David Achasi, what does it mean that these have the same lachas?" The lach is a katan can acquire for themselves, but cannot acquire for others. So the Gemara asks, "Maisi Rav Chanina Vardan, Rav Chanina Vardan has a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah Erevin tells us, Ketan Mishtat v'mavoy. How do you do a shutvus from mavoy? What is a mavoy? Mavoy is, if you remember, Maseches Erevin, we have alleyways that resembled somewhat of Rishus Rabim. So in order to fully make it on a darbanan level that you're allowed to carry there, so the Chachamim made a takana that you'd have to make it like it's one communal area, like, and that's called shutvay mavos, that you are now combining all of the alleys and the different passageways of the area and this courtyard, and now it's all being like it's one. They're all considered like they're one domain, and that's just a yachid. So that is required in order to make a shitfei mavas. We have to do the bezman hazeh, by the way, when it comes to erevin. We mentioned this around, mesachas erevin, if you remember there. But that's also that there is the, besides for having the erev, making it into a yachid of the tzuras of Pesach throughout the city, there is the person, usually the Rav of the Shul, that has the matzahs, and anybody in the community has a right to eat those matzahs. If you ever go knock at the door and ask for your chelek, and they'll give you a small portion to eat. That is the halacha. We assume that you don't have to do more than a certain amount, even though it might not theoretically be enough, but that's the idea that they have the matzahs. So, it doesn't have to be matzah, but it's just easy, because you could do it from year to year. So now the Gemara says, so, maniach as a chavis omer, so places a barrel of wine, and he says, harezu l'chol b'nei amavoy, this belongs to all the residents of this courtyard. Umezakeh lehem, and therefore he gives them a portion of the wine. Ayde banav vito agdolim. Who does he give it to? He has to give it to his adult children, or adult son or daughter. Ayde avdel v'shivchas ha'ivrim, or through his eved v'shivcha ha'ivrim. That they're also able to, because that's not an eved, we're not talking about, a shivcha knainis, because that's yad eved kiyad rabo. It wouldn't be bezaket. We have to give it to someone else to acquire it on behalf of everybody. So you cannot do that. So the Gemara points out, what is the case of a shivcha? If you're telling me that she already is 12 and already has two hairs sowing size of maturity, my bai gabe, what is she doing? She's already gone free. Now she's already a gedola. El lav de lo asalei deistar. So it must be, we're talking about a shivcha yisraelis who has not become a bas mitzvah yet. Yet the Mishnah tells us she's allowed to acquire the wine for others. This is the chora against Rav Chista that assumes that ektana is not able to be mezakeh for others. So the Gemara points out, no, that case is fundamentally different, because Shani Shutvei Mavos, Derabanan, that halacha, the whole idea of Shutvei Mavos is Derabanan. Therefore, if Chista understood that you can mezakeh on behalf of others, they could do, because you could do a zechiah, which is, according to Tosfos, mitam shlichus, which generally a katan is labar shlichus, but for the purposes of this, then Derabanan would work. So Amar Rav Chista, ishtik vardan. Rav Chanina was silent and did not challenge the Gemara's answer to this question. My avi lemimar. But what could Rav Chanina answer this question? That was a good point. So Gemara says, "Kol de tikkun rabbanan ke'ein de reis of tikkun." Rav Shekler loves this. I think in every single dinner rabbanan we've discussed throughout the 4 years while I was in this year, almost every dinner rabbanan you would always discuss what is the ke'ein de reis of that. Rav Shalvechik talked about this a lot. So every alacha min dinim de rabbanan are paralleled after the dinim mid de oraisa. And every minhag, or Salvechik would famously explain it. It's mesakin after his other din of right now. None of the Yomas is one of the most famous ones. The minhag of the Ashkenazim that we have. It's a minhag of Ashkenazim, though. But increasing our levels of avelus from now, from the 3 weeks until the 9 days, until Shavuot Shechalbo, until really the Yom Tisha B'Av. The way Salvechik explained the whole idea is a beautiful idea. Shaila, if we really paskin like it fully, because in terms of shaving, it might be kulas and other chumras, but there's definitely kulas in it, is that he understood that's avelus in reverse, that the 3 weeks parallel the Yud Beis Chodesh, and then you're increasing the 9 days is more like shloshim. And then when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's mamash like Meis Shemut Alefanav, and then you have Shiva Shechabah, we're increasing even that, and then you have like the Shiva, then it's mamash like Shiva, you're not allowed to learn, and it's like Meis Shemut Alefanav, it's different halachas increasing in the level of our sadness and our avelus. So anyway, that's just the minhag, and he explained it, I'll pee that. So anyway, for sure, Din Derabana, though, has its precedent in a Din of Deraisa. So therefore, if the Rabbanim were telling us that you can require on behalf of a Gadol, so it must be on the level of Deraisa, l'chora, it would be a similar halacha too. So the Gemara says, v'idach, but Rav Chista, how would he respond to that, who didn't think that was a valid response? Ki amriz, a karmila called the Rabbanim, the Kinderaisa Tiko, when do we say this halacha? B'mil say, the isla ikram in the Torah. Only with halachas that actually have a basis in the Torah. Like something which has an ikram in the Torah, so then we could understand that would be, we would say called the tikkun rabbanan kein derais tikkun. Well, basically ikram in the Torah, like shitve mavos, that's a no halacha in the Torah about making something which looks like rosh hasharabim into rosh hasayachid. I mean, deraisa, there is no such thing, and there doesn't even look like anything over there. So then we would not apply this halacha called the tikkun rabbanan kein derais tikkun. So we don't have a raya for that. Okay, Bazir Zem will pick up with tomorrow's daf with Misiv Rav Avya.